the wind almost dead, Commodore Jones spies a fleet of 41 sail. Intelligence tells that this British convoy is en route from the Baltic with domestic supplies.
The pirate Jones has long had the convoy in his sights, but he has reckoned without the HMS Serapis and her stalwart captain, Richard Pearson, who will defend our peaceful vessel unto his dying breath.
Battle at sea, and match blow for blow. Jones on the quarterdeck, French marines man the poop, brave Lieutenant Dale commands the gun deck.
As the Richard nears the Serapis, the rascal Jones hoists British colours to gain advantage of full surprise.
As the two ships draw to within pistols range, the harvest moon resplendent in the marble deep. Captain Pearson cries,
"What ship is that? The Princess Royal! Whence do you come?"
No answer is there.
Instead, the rebel Richard shows her colours to the world.
And at that, two broadsides rend the air. The battle rehearsed for so long has begun.
All seems lost for Jones. Outgunned, outclassed, and on the rocks, while still the British press their gain, his own men start to lose their nerve.
Quarters! Quarters! You come quarters, sir!
Quarters, sir! I have not yet begun to fight!
Jones rallies his men and orders new tactics.
A war of attrition. A fight to the death.
To untangle the ships, but Jones' sharpshooters bring death to his decks. Ascending the tops with shot and grenades, they rain down their fire on the sailors below. A target is hit, a grenade explodes below decks and ignites the powder which fills the gun deck like vaporous midwinter fog. Pearson is forced to concede defeat. His colors have fallen. The battle is won. The hero, Paul Jones, is the victor!